This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We started talking about the latest from Spain at the beginning of the last hour and then just got completely sidetracked into everything from autistic scary clowns to, well, I don't know if clowns are autistic, but probably some of them are, to whatever else you want to discuss here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I got into a really detailed and fascinating historical piece from the Smithsonian, of all places, which I don't think we even got halfway through in the last hour, just kind of taking us up to the point of where Ronald McDonald came about, just looking at all the hundreds-year-long history of people's fear of clowns and where that actually came from. Fascinating stuff. I put the full story, I linked over to it on our Facebook and Twitter, so you can take a look at that. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com, and you'll find that stuff there. Let's go to Patrick, though, in Bullhead City, Arizona. He's a cop. Go ahead, Patrick.
Gee, you always start out that way. I love you guys, man.
Hey, anyway, what's up, man?
I know you guys are talking. You just got my brain going in the right direction. I remember back in the 80s, Jack in the Box had some initial problems with their food. And they had to, I don't know if you guys were around when they blew up the clown in the box, their commercials.
No.
No.
You guys ought to Google that. Okay. I'm certain there's commercials about that, but they completely rebranded. I don't know if it was something to do. Well, I knew it was to do with them pretty much getting sued like crazy for food poisoning. But on top of that, they rebranded and they had these commercials that would come on in prime time, and they would just show that Jack in the Box clown in the box just blowing up. It was quite cool, actually.
1980. You gotta love the internet, man. I mean, you can put any old commercial that's memorable. I mean, I'm sure there's some unmemorable ones that are not on the internet, right? Like, there's been a zillion commercials. But any of the old, like, memorable commercials, you type it in, man, and there it is. YouTube with, and in fact, on a channel called Mr. Classic Ads 1980s. So that's what this channel does. Jack in the Box, Jack Explodes commercial from 1980. Here it is.
What are you doing to the Jack in the Box clown?
He's going bye-bye, lady.
But he's so cute.
Cute was the old Jack in the Box restaurants.
Now we stand for great new food, like our new Chicken Supreme. Juicy old white meat chicken, two kinds of cheese.
All right, we're going to blow him up.
Wheat bun. The food
They're going to blow him up to the end.
The food is
You're going to watch the whole commercial
the
and hear about the chicken sandwich to hear.
Shrink them.
There it goes. Boom, Jack in the Box right at the end there. All right, so there you go, Patrick. A little blast from the past for you.
Yeah, that was funny because, you know, there was a big problem back then because people hadn't changed their signage. So I know in the Bay Area where I was from, there were idiots that went out there that actually would do damage to those boxes they had on there. And it was
now, that probably has less to do with fear of clowns and more to do with just a-hole teenagers with nothing better to do.
Well, hey, you know, what can you say? You know, hey, kids will be kids, you know.
There you
but
go,
it was
Patrick.
Better time.
We'll lock some of them up, Patrick.
Man, somebody stole a bowl of candy from out front of the studio last night. And it's not the first time that's happened either. It happened like right. Thanks, by the way, Patrick. I appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you.
It happened, I think, toward the end of the first hour of the show. I noticed a car rolled up and somebody got out of the passenger side and, like, moved a little faster than you would think a child would go for the candy. And then after that, Daryl came in and said, hey, the bowl's gone from out front. Because we don't obviously answer the door here at the studio during the show. It would be a little distracting. So we just leave candy out front. So somebody got themselves a dollar's worth of candy out of that whole deal. I imagine they were going from, like, house to house, any place that had you know, candy sitting out and taking it, or maybe they just targeted us.
Maybe they still like you.
Yeah, it could happen.
That homeless guy who hangs around Central Square.
The one that's always asking for money?
Yeah, yeah, maybe it was him.
Toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom.
That poor guy, all he wants is some money, and you're blaming the candy theft on him.
Well, I imagine he's hungry, or unless there's lottery.
He would like you to imagine
that. Darn well.
He is a big boy. I mean, that guy is, he's got a lot of fat stored on him for extra, you know, necessary energy that he can burn off anytime he wants. So anyway, yeah, he seems to be doing just fine. He's always playing those lotto tickets out there. He's not buying sandwiches with that.
Patrick's call on commercials reminded me that, you know, there's just a bunch of commercials that sort of stick with you from way back in the day, and I think the ones that stick the most are the jingles for me.
Sure.
I remember this product called RC100.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd probably have to be around that one period of time, but
is
I mean...
RC car?
No, RC, no. Royal Crown.
Oh, alcohol.
No.
No.
It's a soda.
I was thinking Crown Royale.
Yeah.
RC, like RC Cola. Gotcha.
But then they had 100, and it was I don't know, it basically was one of those predecessors to Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and all that stuff.
And you remember the jingle from it?
Yeah, I think it's
RC. What's so exciting about RC100 Cola?
Nothing.
RC100's got nothing.
Nothing.
No sugar and no caffeine.
RC100's
got nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
It's like nothing I've ever seen.
If you haven't tasted caffeine-free RC100,
you ain't tasted nothing yet.
RC100's got nothing. Nothing but taste.
Thanks for nothing.
Does that make you feel nostalgic?
Old.
When you hear that?
There you go. I like
that
it.
Was also 1980, so the same year as the last commercial.
I like the aesthetics of it. It was nice.
Do you remember the Hires root beer jingle?
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, they had another one. Because I don't know. I haven't even seen Hires root beer.
I've never heard of it.
Gone.
Yeah.
But that was another jingle out there that was on television.
Huh. Well, there's been a lot of jingles, that's for darn sure. But some of them do stick with you.
They stick with you.
Years.
Yep.
The toll-free number here...
I think Oscar Mayer Wiener has to be probably one of the most famous.
Well, right. Certainly, that's one that's been used for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up, there was the Bi-Hi Hut, which was definitely a very famous jingle for the Sarasota, Florida area. So some of them are famous regionally. Others are famous nationally.
Thank God we're on the air right now in Sarasota.
Did you have
somebody gets your joke.
Did you have a Subaru Summer? I remember that from Florida.
No.
Oh, I'm not going to say
it. I didn't even know Subarus existed in Florida. But up here, they're completely different. They're so popular in New England.
Yeah, I can't imagine why you'd spend the extra on buying and repairing a vehicle, an all-wheel drive vehicle in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You just wouldn't
need
it.
Is it good in heavy rain? I mean, for traction?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're the best vehicle on the road, but the cost versus a front-wheel drive, I wouldn't think that it would be worth it.
Well, that's why they have the jingle. It's going to be a Subaru summer. See, I remember that. I remember that for 10 years.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us on the air to talk about what you want, 855-450, free like freedom. So last hour we were discussing briefly, until we went into scary clowns, the really scary situation for the people in Catalonia where the Spanish government is not clowning around when they come in with truncheons to bash your head in because you want to secede from the nation of Spain. In fact, they're going after the higher-ups right now. The Catalonia's ousted president, Carles Puigdemont, he is being pursued. In fact, he's already left the country and has traveled to Brussels where he's been offered asylum. Puigdemont and a majority of Catalonia's parliament declared independence on Friday. But the Spanish government then fired them and under a special constitutional provision and called new elections for December 21st. The Attorney General, José Manuel Maza, did not order their immediate arrest, saying he wanted to urgently prosecute the 20 politicians and ordering them to appear in court in Madrid in the coming days. So they want them to come to their court on their own. Which, of course, to do that would recognize the supposed authority of the Spanish government.
Sure.
If you've declared independence, and then the Spanish court says, ah, well, we are going to charge you. Now, you report here at 8 a.m. Monday morning for court. Well, if you go, then that suggests that you still believe you're underneath their authority. Whereas if you don't go, that is yet another, you know, F you, the middle finger, being flipped off at the Spanish national government. And so we'll see how this all pans out. There's more to talk about with Spanish secession. Whether you want to talk about scary clowns is up to you. You can also bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Bitcoin price may be at record highs, but the Bitcoin network is unfortunately also at record high fees. It's insane trying to send Bitcoin these days. I saw somebody posting on a local Bitcoin, or not local Bitcoin, but a Bitcoin group here in New Hampshire, that they were giving up on Bitcoin because they were trying to send like $7 worth of Bitcoin somewhere. And I think that the Bitcoin network was demanding, or the software they were trying to send it with, was demanding upwards of $11 worth of fees in order to send $7 worth of Bitcoin. That's broken. So what do you want to do about that? Well, you can obviously you can keep holding on to Bitcoin. I mean, the price seems to keep going up, so probably that's still a good strategy. It historically has been for Bitcoin. Whether that's going to change in a couple weeks with the upcoming fork remains to be seen. But regardless, if you're looking for something you can actually spend in a useful manner, you got to look at Dash. It's digital cash, and it's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick. It can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here on the radio, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The government of Spain wanting to prosecute 20 politicians out of Catalonia for declaring independence, for calling it quits on the Spanish national government. They are demanding that those politicians, one of whom, at least one, has left the country and fled to Brussels seeking asylum.
These brave secessionists.
Well, this is what happens when you let yourself be disarmed. You're a disarmed nation. You could stand up, but you know, once the government comes in, you could only run.
You're still going to get crushed. I mean, even if you're going to stand up against the government with guns, they're going to have more guns than you usually, unless you actually manage to bring the entire Catalan police force to defend you from the Spanish national government. In which case, then you've got a war on your hands.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you take a stand, I think more, you know, the soldiers would be less, or police would be less inclined to fire on their own people. They'd be less inclined to fire at all because
they're not seeing them as their own people.
But it's not like the Easter Rising in, IRA in Ireland, because everyone has a camera. Anyone, the media could be there. If one cop shoots, it'll be a PR disaster. So if people just stand up, because if they have guns, they'll be taken seriously.
I think there's some bloodthirsty people in Spain who would love to see the Catalans get shot. I mean, you've got people out in the streets protesting against secession. So not only do you have hundreds of thousands in the streets protesting for secession in Catalonia over the last several months, but there have been maybe as many, or not quite as many, but there have been quite a lot of people in other regions, and even in Catalonia, who have protested in favor of staying in Spain. And so I think that a lot of those people want to see violence used. They're not mad about the police coming in there, because they want anything to be done to keep their, you know, the big money area of Catalonia in Spain, so they can keep milking them and using the money from that region to pay welfare payments to everybody all across Spain. I mean, that's one of the reasons why they want Catalonia to stick around, because they're a big money resource.
Why doesn't Catalonia want to stay and just hand out the money to? I mean, this is a very socialist government in Catalonia. Like, we are the socialists. We want to secede is like their shtick.
That's right, yeah.
And they're more socialist than Spain is socialist. So why is it the socialist programs are what bother the socialists?
I don't know if they're more socialist than Spain.
Oh, no, they are.
Are they?
I'm telling you now. That's what's going on there.
Because they're just socialists it's definitely Spain socialists, right? So we're just talking about two different groups of socialists here.
It's always interests me which group of people the socialists want to rob. You know, it's always the rich people, but they, you know, generally find some polygon on a map and they say the rich people that live here should pay for the poor people who live
here. What's wrong with the poor people all around the globe that are starving? Your poor people are fat. I mean, for God's sakes, you don't have poor people. Your poor people are walking around on smartphones eating Cheetos. There's poor people in the globe, and it's not here.
There's no such thing as poverty when you could buy a cheeseburger the size of your head for $2, right. As Goh said. I think that another, they claim that they want to, you know, tax the rich, but when they think of rich, they think someone making, say, like $100,000 between a million, when that's really just what some would call middle class, because a lot of these people have no idea what it takes to run a business. Usually the people that one would imagine being rich, like the 1%, are the ones pulling the strings behind the socialists, or even you know, the party officials. It's always the middle class that gets bitten hard. It's screwed. Everyone who gets screwed over by socialism, but usually the people who get like robbed the most are the middle class.
That's generally true, but of course any tax hurts poor people the worst simply because, you know, they can't afford it as much compared to middle class and upper class. But anyway, back to the story here from the Los Angeles Times. Now, Mark, you mentioned the politician who ran. He left Spain and went to Brussels seeking asylum.
Yes, I called him brave.
It's not, you shouldn't be surprised, right? I mean, he's a politician.
No, it's the best choice.
Right, because he's going to avoid possibly being executed or whatever the punishment is.
No,
for
he
treason.
Won't be executed. He'll be incarcerated.
They're calling it rebellion and sedition.
Come on, man. I mean, they said the cops out there without guns.
Let's see. Jaume Alonso Cuevillas, Puigdemont's attorney, told Antenna 3 Television the attorney general's claim that his client was guilty of rebellion was real nonsense, he said. Puigdemont did not immediately comment. Spokeswoman for his party, Marta Pascal, said she could not confirm whether he would appear in court to face those charges. She says, I've talked with him and he's fine, she said at a news conference. Let's see, when do they want them to show up? The coming days, so we don't know exactly when the deadline is for that. The Madrid government
show up for that.
Had warned members of the Catalan cabinet that they could remove belongings from their offices on Monday, but if they tried to perform their official duties, they would face charges. Puigdemont caused a stir Monday morning by posting a photo of the outside of the Catalonia government building with the caption, Good day, giving the appearance that he might be at work. At least one local official showed up briefly to protest. Joseph Roll, in charge of territorial affairs, tweeted a photo of himself sitting at his desk Monday next to a newspaper with the headline, Back to Work. In my office, he tweeted, fulfilling my responsibilities that the people of Catalonia have charged me with. Soon after, he was spotted being escorted from the building by police. Independence voters or independent supporters have vowed to defy the Spanish government with civil disobedience. Because this is where the rubber really hits the road now.
Yeah, the best thing for these politicians to do is wait until the cameras are about and then begin sort of, you know, disobeying the words of the police. So if he was to struggle with the police at his desk,
that wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be useful at all. But coming out of this building, then he starts...
in front of a crowd.
Yeah, in front of a crowd, in front of the cameras and that sort of thing. He lets them pound on him for a little while, then, yeah, that's news, baby.
So, yeah, as I was saying, this is where the rubber hits the road, right? I mean, before, they were definitely active. They were out in the streets. There were protests. I mean, that was amazing. The numbers that they had were incredible. But now, the Spanish government's cracking down. It's time, you know, they're getting even more violent here.
They're making bad moves.
They're demanding court appearances. They're trying not to come out and, like, actually do what Mark's saying here and crack any politicians' heads. They're trying to go through another sort of legalistic process to make it look all legitimate. But
Make the state do statey things.
Oh, they're gonna. That's what they're talking about. Civil disobedience. We'll tell you what they got planned coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited here. You may dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the government of Spain attacking the government of Catalonia in what is threatened to be dozens, potentially dozens of arrests against Catalonia's so-called leaders for seeking rebellion. They are seeking rebellion and sedition charges. That is, the Spanish government seeking those charges against Catalonians government people, because Catalonia had declared independence within the last couple of weeks. Independent supporters have now vowed to defy the Spanish government with civil disobedience. As the Spanish government returned, you know, they came back and said, well, if you're going to declare independence, we're going to declare that you guys are no longer autonomous, as we had claimed that you were, and we're going to impose direct rule on your region, so we own you lock, stock, and barrel, is what the Spanish government is saying. Independent supporters are saying they're going to be conducting civil disobedience. They'll be blocking government buildings with human chains and staging strikes to shut down government offices. No major protests had occurred by midday in the region of 7.5 million people. This article came out 2 days ago, so this was Saturday. Maybe Sunday, depending on what time zone we're talking about. Back to the story here. Let's see. Independence supporters or an independence referendum passed on October 1st, which, as we discussed earlier, was not recognized by the Spanish government, although 90% of the people who voted in that referendum did vote for secession, but fewer than half of the eligible voters participated. The Declaration of Independence, proclaimed by Catalan officials on Friday, was met hours later with Spain's Senate in Madrid triggering Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, in effect authorizing a central government takeover of the region. Juan Ignacio Zoido, the Spanish Interior Minister, said the takeover of the local police force, known as the Mossos, has gone smoothly. Officials fired the police chief, Josep Luis Trapero, who was seen as defying Spain, and appointed the deputy leader in his stead. So that was one of the big questions, was what was going to happen with the police of Catalonia.
Right.
Were they going to actually make a stand for the people who voted for secession, or were they going to stand down? And it sounds to me like they've stood down. Quote, "We wanted to send a message of trust to the Mossos," said Zoido. Quote, "It's important that the Mossos should recover a part of lost credibility," unquote. Separatists in Catalonia embrace a past steeped in their own language and traditions. The region has grown into Spain's economic powerhouse with the tourist hub of Barcelona as its capital, and some Catalans resent having their taxes go to subsidize the poorer parts of Spain. Independentistas on Monday vowed to continue fighting for a separate Catalan state. Standing in front of the Catalonian government building in the Plaça de Sant Jaume, surrounded by a crowd of several dozen reporters and supporters waving Catalan flags, a leftist city group read statements in Catalan in front of a podium that said, "Republic now!" Quote, "The repression, the threats, the interventions of the Spanish state are a reality, despite the approvals and struggles of the Catalan Parliament."
Isolation and poverty now!
She said supporters rejected Spain's application of Article 155 of the Constitution to oust the regional government, and they plan to protest peacefully. The atmosphere in the regional capital was tense. "Losers!" shouted Carlo Maestri, age 35, as he walked past the crowd in the plaza and pointed to the Spanish flag still flying atop the regional government building.
There has to be a soy un perdidor joke here, but I'm not sure exactly.
Okay, what is a perdidor?
I'm a loser, baby.
Got it.
Why don't you kill me?
Protesters wearing traditional Catalan hats and toting guitars sang resistance songs and waved the Estelada pro-independence flag. Maestri dismissed them with a wave of his hand as theater. Maestri said, who's a receptionist at the local hotel, this is the guy who was catcalling or harassing them. He says, "They can sing, but the flag is still Spain. They didn't respect the Constitution, the law on Catalonia. It's an offense to the rest of us," unquote. But to those clinging to the Catalan Republic, they said they've tried for years to change the law, and to no avail, they've been thwarted at every turn by the establishment in Madrid. Rosa Martinez Lopez said she fears the Madrid government is adopting the methods of General Francisco Franco, the dictator who ruled for decades and died in 1975. She said, quote, "What they're doing to President Puigdemont, they could do to any of us. We're going back to the era of Franco. We're all convinced what happened is illegal. If we have to be here morning until night, we will be." So it's not over yet. The sides are still firmly on whatever side they're on. And the people in support of Spain are, you know, pointing to the fact that the Spanish government's bigger. They've got more guns. They've got more troops. They've got their flag still flying over the various different government offices in Catalonia. And they're saying, ha-ha, we win. And the Catalonian secessionists are saying, we're going to keep this thing going, we're keeping the flame alive, and we're going to do civil disobedience, so let's see how it all plays out.
We got your backs from across the continent.
That's the best thing that they can do, is just keep it up, keep chugging along, don't do anything violent. Whenever you see a Spanish flag, pull it down, throw it in the street, set it on fire, whatever it is, just keep the low-level stuff going, and that's what's going to get them to achieve their isolation and poverty they so desperately are seeking.
Well, I think for a period of time, but if, you know, they just keep sending in the troops to, beat them down, I think for a period of time...
It's going to wear them down, that's for sure.
And, where they might embrace, go full IRA, from the 80s tactics.
So it's fascinating to watch. It's possibly instructive for others who are considering forming a secession movement. Would the U.S. government respond similarly as the Spanish government? I mean, there's a good chance that they would, right? The government certainly has all kinds of resources, just like the Spanish national government. They can print their own money, just like the Spanish government, and they certainly have not been in favor of secession in previous iterations. I mean, Barack Obama, famously, after he was reelected in 2012, there was that Texas question. If you remember, there was a website like whitehouse.gov or something where you could go and submit a question, and then other people could sort of vote up the question with their signature. And then if it got to 100,000 signatures, then Obama or the White House would give an official response to that question. And the official response from the White House to Texas wanting to secede was, yeah, that was settled in the 1800s with the Civil War. The suggestion being that they would go ahead and settle it again.
Barack
with violence.
Obama suggested that he would kill people who attempted to secede, was what I heard in that.
That's correct. And don't think Donald Trump is going to be any friendlier to it. I believe that he has spoken in favor of Spain staying together, but I could be. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. So, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. All right, so another story coming up here. Vincent, you're going to be telling us about non-smokers in, was it Europe? Somewhere in
Japan.
In Japan, that are going to be getting more vacation time because they're not sucking up a bunch of the workday with cigarette breaks.
Yep.
So you got that story, and then also, Mark, you've got a story about an NPR employee who's been accused of sexual harassment, and you want to dig into, do we have the actual alleged statements that were made in this particular case?
No, that's the thing that we can't find out. We don't know.
We're going to see what else we can learn about that story on the way. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Let's start with the NPR story, Mark. What's the news there?
Yeah, National Public Radio placed its senior vice president of news on indefinite leave on Tuesday afternoon.
That's a high-level position.
Today, yep. Michael Oreskes was accused of making unwanted physical contact with two women in the 1990s, while working at the New York Times. Did you get that?
Yeah, so not even while he was at NPR.
The decision by NPR followed a report in the Washington Post earlier Tuesday that featured two anonymous sources stating Oreskes, who was the Washington bureau chief for the New York Times in the late 90s, had unexpectedly kissed them on the lips and stuck his tongue in their mouths on separate occasions.
That's sexual assault. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, pretty low level.
By some Pearson standards.
All right.
It's certainly unwanted physical contact and shouldn't have occurred 25, 30 years ago or
Let's
whatever.
Talk about it coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You may Skype in here. Skype username lrn.fm. And take control of the airwaves, whether it's sexual harassment, independence, scary clowns. You decide. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you're behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Light Freedom. 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about your Blink home security system.
Well, I mean, you've got one here, so you know what it's like. It is a set of, in my case, three cameras set up in my house, and they're set to arm at certain times. And then,
like when you're not there?
Yeah, well, that would be the time, yeah. Right? Because otherwise they're just going off all the time, yeah, when I'm walking around the house. You know, I find it very useful. I get a little notification if something's going on. In most cases, in all cases at this point, it's either me or the cat.
You.
Yeah. The cat, too.
That's because your family's down in Florida at the moment.
That's right. Yeah. But, it sends me a notification. I can check in on the cameras anytime I want. And there's a great deal here for you. You just get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. You visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's a great price. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Yep. We're going to continue here. You can bring up anything as Bitcoin has crossed into more record high territory, over $6,800 now per Bitcoin. What was it, $6,700 the last time we said something earlier in the show tonight? So, whew, what a ride. Anyway, we've got more to say on the situation with NPR, one of the executives, Mark, being accused of sexual harassment a couple decades ago, apparently. He's been, was it suspended from his duties?
Yeah, he's on indefinite leave.
Even though he wasn't actually at NPR at the time, they're suspending him over something that allegedly happened at the New York Times.
That, and then there was a continuation of the situation, right? So
So some new development is what
you're saying. Basically, last year, shortly after he was hired, Oseckis apparently had a conversation with a woman in the office that made her uncomfortable. Now, I'm not privy to what was said. No, basically that's the HR department that's going to be privy to that. But, I guess I don't know what was said, but it's a step down from sticking his tongue in people's mouths on
one. Which is what he was alleged to have done previously.
Right. And then NPR sends out, the boss man there sends out an email saying, hey, if you've been bothered by Mr. Oseckis, please let us know. And, nobody said anything. So then the next thing they hear of it, the Washington Post is reporting, oh, yeah, somebody else came out and said that this happened. So, in this circumstance, I guess it seems like the pitchforks are out and the torches are burning at this point.
On this guy specifically, or you mean just generally?
Generally. So they go through this list of Mark Halperin of NBC, Harvey Weinstein. Bill O'Reilly.
Then there's
Eric Bolin.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey just hit the big news recently for ostensibly forcing himself on a teenager.
Hamilton Fish of the New Republic, Atlantic's contributing editor Leon Wessler. The list just is piling up right now, and now's a great time to essentially say that anybody you don't like sexually harassed you, and it's going to be believed.
Yep.
So that's ultimately what it seems like it comes down to, here. And I would caution people that, first off, the crime, we're talking about, you need to talk about specific allegations here, and we're not getting a lot of specifics in this Oseckis's guy's situation. Now, he's basically written a mea culpa, hey, whatever I did, I'm really, really sorry. I'm a liberal, and I work for a liberal organization. And
give me a break, guys.
It stinks to be me here,
uh-huh.
Right? And me, and stinks to be male, and whatever it is, right? So, I guess that part, it just seems like there's a witch hunt on here, and I'd be careful out there. And then remember, it's sexist to say I don't want to have lunch with women. There's a lot of people in business right now are saying, I'm not alone with a woman I'm not in a relationship with.
Because
and
they're
that's
worried.
Sexist.
Because
they made fun of the Vice President Mike Pence for doing. He wouldn't have lunch with a woman without his wife's present.
That's right.
And that was more old fashioned, I think.
Go to parties without his wife. And, Ron Paul wouldn't ride in an elevator with a woman that wasn't his wife. I mean, just to me, what seemed like at this point, good rules in business are becoming making you a laughing stock. I don't know. It's just all sort
so
of confusing.
Most of these are allegations without any real evidence, right? Is it just
to
people
us,
saying,
right? Like I'm sure the evidence is out
something.
There.
Okay, well, we don't know.
Sexual harassment's real.
Sure,
but
anybody that's worked in radio knows that.
I guess that's
usually acceptable in the radio business.
I don't know what's acceptable and what isn't. There was a part of the company you worked for, JCorp. I didn't work for JCorp. I came on after
that was before they were purchased by Clear Channel.
Right, I came on after the transition. But JCorp specifically had part of your employment contract was essentially you are likely to be sexually harassed.
Right, you accept that by working here,
and I will say working at that office.
This is the late 90s, by the way.
I was sexually harassed by your coworkers, Ian.
Who?
I'm not going to give their names.
How were you harassed? What did they do?
Well, I can give you the best story I got. It's a good one. Is this gal who worked there? I was in the
sales department.
Yes. Okay. No, she wasn't in the sales department.
Which department?
I'm not going to tell you. I was out in the sales trade.
Was she higher up than you?
I don't know what the salespeople exist outside of a hierarchical paradigm.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they're the engine that runs the machine.
Sorry to interrupt your story, but doesn't sexual harassment frequently have to do with a power imbalance, or can you also have it sort of on the same level of employees?
It could be in a power imbalance, but it could be on the same level if it's consistent or whatever.
I see.
Some boil it down to sexual harassment's when an ugly person does something to you don't like.
This wasn't exactly that circumstance.
Okay.
So I was out in the sales trailer. You can tell about the wonderful accommodations.
We had trailers.
The palatial accommodations we had there at Clear Channel Sarasota. And, you know, the gal in question walks in.
Now, older?
She and I, and, you know, several of the people there, we had this sort of convivial relationship. This is a joke, but at the same time, how could you call anything but
was
sexual
older
harassment?
Than you?
I'm not answering your question.
Okay, dude, what
it's
did she do?
That's not going to help me figure out who it was, okay? It's important to know for the audience. We're trying to paint the picture here. Was this an older woman, or was it a woman who was your contemporary?
I would say she was my contemporary.
Okay.
So this sales trailer had an office in the back. This wasn't my office. I was not important enough to have an office. I just happened to be in that office working on that computer.
Right.
She walks into that office and kicks the door closed.
Yeah.
No one's,
you're alone?
Rest of my knowledge, no one's in the sales trailer. Kicks the door closed and says, you know, she's got some papers in her hand. I presume she was coming in to get a signature or something. That says, take your clothes off.
Right?
She says in a very commanding tone.
Yeah.
So, I waggle my tie back and forth, and then we get on down to business, whatever that might have been.
Well, dude, that's not harassment. Well, okay.
Wait, but when you say you got on down to business, you mean you didn't take off your clothes and you went back to doing business you were doing. Get on down to business could suggest that there was some hanky-panky going on.
No, there was none.
Okay.
That never happened. Have to clarify that, because that's what I thought happened, right?
No.
So
no.
You're saying her saying, take off your clothes, as a joke, was sexual harassment by some people's definition.
I'm sure it would have been considered the other direction had it occurred, against the wrong person by the wrong person.
Was she? Okay, but you couldn't answer whether she was your superior. So it wasn't the sales manager is what you're saying.
It was not.
Because I think if it was the sales manager,
it was a superior.
If it was a superior, then I think in most cases people would agree that was sexual harassment.
It was a superior.
All right, so there's a good radio sexual harassment story for you.
But again, I say salespeople exist outside of the paradigm of, you know, a hierarchy in any organization, because you have to keep your salespeople happy in order to keep your company moving.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, man. My dad's last years when he was working in sales was absolutely awful. And he did have to report to the vice president of the division. So maybe it's different, but
Ricky in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Commonwealth Ricky.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Brother Mark, Brother Ian, and who's that there, gentlemen? I'm sorry, I missed you there. I just got in on this late.
I'm Brother Vincent.
Brother Vincent, that's right. How could I forget? Yes. You know, I was just listening to the archives, and I saw, like, when you came. It's been 3 years plus. I actually listened to the archives for another day. You know, I was sitting here thinking about last night's request there, Ian. You were saying a little something about some request, and I know you got you and Mark there. Could you refresh me on that a little bit?
The request from our from some of our listeners?
Yes.
Yeah, hang on a second here. We'll bring it back. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll tell you what some of our listeners wanted Ricky to do, which he refused to do last night, so somebody on the AMP forums did it for him. We'll explain on the way in hour number three. This is Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.